Welcome back to Eco Talk, and this is a greening of the hospitality edition of Eco Talk, hospitality industry, I should say. We're talking about some hotels that have really taken the initiative, really, truly being eco pioneers in making the hotel industry a lot more sustainable. And one of the leaders in that is the Hotel Triton, which is part of the Kimpton Group. And we're going to be speaking with Steve Panetti. He is the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing for the Kimpton Collection. And this actually began in San Francisco, Steve, in 1985. So you guys were way ahead of the curve.
Well, you know, we had our third hotel open up down there on Sutter Street, the Galleria Park Hotel, for your listeners that come to San Francisco for business on a regular basis. And right next door to our building was a small building that was going to get leveled in the construction, and it had a nice big park on the roof, and we kind of worked with the city to maintain that building, to reactivate that park. We actually chipped in some money and energy to make it work, and it turned out to be a great place for our guests to be able to go in the middle of a financial district to have their meetings, do their work, maybe go for a run in the morning, or even on the weekends we would host wedding receptions out there. And it was our first conscious effort at actually some form of preservation or sustainability.
And then along came the Hotel Triton's greening.
Well, the Hotel Triton was kind of our version of MTV for the hotel business. This was back in the early 80s when this type of kind of hip, as they call them today, hotels were first being put together. And we had wanted to take the green program to the next level, and we came up with the idea of an eco floor in one of our hotels, and we had a really terrific general manager, Michael Pace, who helped us kind of craft what it would look like and how it would work for the guest, as well as be kind of in an expanded program around sustainability. And so we created an eco floor where everything on that floor, from the paint to the wallpaper to the carpet to the lighting to the, you can eat the sheets and the bedspreads if you want. Everything is organic.
And you don't have to wash them.
Don't have to wash them. But we've had a lot of fun with it, and what was really terrific is that as the word spread on these rooms in this hotel, that the demand for that room in that hotel became so great that we've added other eco floors to the hotel, and it's what ultimately prompted us to go nationwide within our organization with an overall green program, not just one floor of one hotel, but to take the whole company in that direction.
And you have, like, celebrity suites, and a portion of the cost of renting the room goes to their favorite nonprofit group?
And yeah, we do. That's been an awful lot of fun. That's just kind of one of the really fun marketing things that we do anyway, but we have celebrity suites in many of our hotels all around the country where the room revenue, a percentage of the room revenue every night goes to that artist's charity or fund of choice. More recently, we've been out looking for artists that support the environmental initiative. We did a Kevin Richardson suite in our New Orleans Monaco that opened up that suite about 2 months ago. And at the Triton in San Francisco, we've done the Andy Dick suite, we did the Woody Harrelson suite, and then we did one for and with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And again, a percentage of the room revenue off those rooms goes to those folks' environmental programs.
Okay, I want to ask you in the couple minutes we have left to give us some specifics about your coffee service and newspaper service, how that's changed. And I remember when I had a tour, I saw that you had a blue recycling bin in each room, whether it went with the decor or not. And that's a really simple thing that makes a difference.
Absolutely. We're one of the things that our Kimpton hotels are noted for is the authenticity and the depth of the programs that we put together. We're in the second of a three-phase program for our entire company. We've recently put the entire organization on recycled paper, printed on with soy-based ink. Our photocopy paper is on recycled paper. Our computers and cartridges that we're not using anymore go into a recycling program. All the trash from all of our hotels, we have 40 hotels and 40 restaurants around the country, is in a recycled status. All of the cleaning supplies, fluids, air fresheners that our housekeepers use are all organic. The coffee and tea that we provide complimentary for all of our guests every day in our lobby is complimentary. We're currently looking at the linen program, the lighting program, and some of the other things that are going on in our hotels. And ultimately, towards the end of the year, we're going to get going on the carpeting, the drape, the paint, the wood, the plumbing, all the other, the kind of the behind-the-scenes things people won't see.
Oh.
But in our effort to be sustainable, it's not so much about the PR or the exposure as it is about doing the right thing.
And another one of those simple things that I'm sure adds up quickly, you've reduced your paper waste by 60% by instead of, you know, plopping a newspaper to at everyone's door, whether they want it or ever look at it or not, you just have it in a stack at the end of the hallway so they can take one if they need it.
You know, what's been really cool is once you have some kind of a consciousness around, you know, the environment and the little things that you can do every day to have a big impact, you know, once we stepped back and looked at it and we put the word out to our employees, we have 5,500 employees that we were embarking on this trail, and we gathered up all the best practices from our hotels around the country, little things like that showed up. And so we then took kind of those best practices from everywhere and kind of made them the standards for the basic program for the whole system.
And I bet your guests love it.
They do. We are, you know, this whole thing about shared values, I have a lot of people, both individuals and companies, that are putting their business with our hotels and restaurants.
Hang on. Hold on. Hold that thought, Steve. We'll be right back. You're listening to EcoTalk on Air America Radio. Clients at the Hotel Triton in San Francisco and hopefully elsewhere in the Kimpton Collection will be waking up after some green dreams because they are really taking environmental stewardship and sustainability seriously. We were just about finishing up with Steve Panetti, but he's been able to hang on for a couple more minutes. He is the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing with the Kimpton Collection. So I had to interrupt you, sorry, because we went to a break. I was wondering what kind of reception you're getting from your guests.
We really came out, so to speak, with our brand. Up to that point in time, we really were promoting our individual hotels and restaurants. But once we hit about 35, 40 hotels and as many restaurants, it was important to then begin a more serious brand campaign to let people know about our hotels and our restaurants. Part of being a brand is you need to identify what it is you stand for from a social standpoint. And the environmental initiative was one that we felt very good about sort of putting our entire company behind, both individually supporting it as well as from a business and a home office standpoint. And what we have found is that there are a lot of other businesses that are out there that you know, plan travel, plan meetings, plan events, plan weddings, and that people want to spend their money where they know their money is going to be part of a program that shares the same values.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think you're having some influence on some of your vendors?
Yeah, and you know, we didn't necessarily do this because it was a business model as much as it was the right thing to be doing, you know, socially and environmentally. But this is kind of one of those great cases where if you give love, you get love.
Mm-hmm.
And by just doing the right thing and being the kind of people that we are, we've been able to get a lot of folks to come our way and be new partners and be new customers and support our businesses.
And love is great and grand, and being groovy and green is good too, but are you also seeing that this is in fact a marketing edge and perhaps it's helping business?
It is definitely, and as we move into our planning for the year 06, the PR that we're going to put behind this effort, not only in mainstream consumer publications and business publications, but there are, as we're finding out, an awful lot of publications that are green by nature or support that effort, and we are going to start to more proactively put our name out as being somebody that does care, that does have an authentic program. And if you're looking for someplace to hold a meeting or have a family reunion, we'd be the folks to do that with.
And, hey, I know a great green radio program that you could advertise on.
We could talk about, sure.
Okay. I love it. Eco Tacos, Eco Chic. You called this program your Eco Chic whatever. Hotel Triton is Eco Chic, I see in your literature. Is that something that's catching on?
You know, that was the name that we gave to the program when we first launched it at the Triton Hotel. Again, my Triton Hotel, you know, folks were filming MTV videos up on the roof. Jerry Garcia was designing rooms. Carlos Santana has designed a room over there for us. It was and still is a very hot, hip-happening type of a place. So just calling it the Eco Program just didn't have quite enough pizzazz for that hotel. So Eco Chic was the word, the title, the label that we put on it.
Well, like you said, it is a boutique hotel, so Eco Chic works. Whatever works, really, right?
Right.
Just to
right.
Get
well,
the we've
got to get the Betsy suite going at one of these hotels.
I'm telling you, Betsy Rosenberg suite. All proceeds
yeah.
go to support Eco Talk, which it so far
go.
Has been self-funded.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll have to Eco Talk, okay? We'll do
all
some
right.
talk in here since we're both in the same city. Well, on a serious note, I mean, this is really an exciting development to me because I think once the genie's out of the bottle, it doesn't go back in. In other words, once other businesses see that you're getting, you know, recognition, you know, PR, free PR for this, and you're doing good, it has to catch on, right, to other
absolutely.
Industries as well.
It absolutely will. One of the things that happens within the hotel industry is that our Kimpton organization, we get copied and mimicked an awful lot. We're the innovators in the hospitality industry, not just for small hotels, but for all hotels. So whether it's our wellness program or it's our pet-friendly program or currently it's our environmental program, what we're hoping to do is not only have an impact through the efforts that we're putting forth on our own, but we are hoping to do exactly what you just said, which is to show the other folks in the hospitality industry that there is value and that there is traction and that there is a business model for supporting sustainability. And there's no reason with all the dollars and all the firepower that some of these big companies have that they can't get behind this program in their own way, the same way we have.
And when you retrofit these rooms and you install energy efficient lighting and cleaner carpeting and cleaner non-VOC paint, I hope, does it cost that much? And if so, how long does it take to make that back?
You know, that's the misnomer. Everybody says that it costs more to go green, and all that is an excuse to not really want to do it. If you want to go green, you'll find the vendor, you'll negotiate the deal, you'll figure out a way to do it. If you believe in the outcome, you'll figure out a way to get it done. That sort of aggravates me a little bit when the people that have got the firepower, they got the money, they got the human resources, who can actually do something to make a difference, but they cop out by saying it's going to cost too much or whatever the reason may be. That's not a reason. That's an excuse.
I share your aggravation. I've heard it. I've had it myself, and we hear it a lot. But, you know, things are changing, right? And you're going to be part of that.
Well, we're going to do the best we can.
Thanks for joining us. We've been speaking with Steve Panetti. He's the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing for the Kimpton Hotel Collection.